Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you'll be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, those of you that were at the peer ministry event, you asked for this, you get it. Here we go. I'm going to tell you how hard or how easy it is to free yourself. There are three people in a jail, okay? There are three very bad people. Three people that had caused some severe crimes, but they're pretty sure they knew how to free themselves. They're going to break out of here. First person sneaks out, scouts the place, finds a sack and says, "This is going to work. We're all going to get in sacks and we're out of here." So they all get in a sack and the police officer walks around and says, "Oh, it's time to get rid of these sacks. Let's make sure nobody's in here." Kicks the first one and he goes, "Woof, woof. Oh, it's a bag of dogs. Don't know where that came from. It's gone. Let's take it outside." Goes to the second one, kicks it. "Oh, bag of cats. Interesting. Free to go. Bring that bag out of there." Gets this third bag and kicks it. The prisoner says, "Potatoes." Well, needless to say, he's not getting out of here. Seems so easy, doesn't it, to free yourself? It seems easy. Maybe it can be. Maybe it's not so easy. A lot of times I think we're like the potatoes. We're not getting out of there. And here we are today. A place that I was reminded looking at when everybody was baptized and born. I was doing the exact same thing you were doing around the time you were born. So that's how long it's been since I've been making these promises. Promised land has come to an end. Confirmation has come to an end. So now we're free. It's the end. Just like school, right? Get up and go out the door. You're free to go. Sound good? A few heads are nodding. Great. Thank you for not getting up and taking me up on that offer. But is it that easy? Is it that easy? Sure, we've come to a spot where your parents had promised to get you. They promised with the help of the congregation to bring you to the Word, to get you to the promised land in Sunday school, to help others help teach you. They promised to get you to confirmation to help further your faith life. And here we are today. So slow down, because I have some truth for you today that truly makes you free. More than me saying, "You're done, you did all the requirements, well done." Because that's not what we're here about today. Because in the world today, we might ask the very same question as Pontius Pilate. When we watch on YouTube and every time you want to watch a video, a political ad comes up. Whether you turn on the news, whatever it is, we might be asking, what is truth? What is truth? Because Jesus is saying, the truth will make you free. What's the truth? I have a pop quiz for you, all right? Anybody remember, and this is a quiz really to see if I even got anything in. Anybody remember the gospel in a nutshell? Anybody remember me talking about that? Nobody. Good. Okay. So, the gospel in a nutshell. Let me refresh your memory and refresh everybody's out there of these five parts of the gospel. First, Jesus is the Son of God. We know that. We know that to be true. Second, Jesus is fully human. How do we know that? Christmas is a good example. He's actually born into this world. And why is that important? Because the third part of the gospel in a nutshell, Jesus died. Jesus died. We know that to be true, that he did die. It has to be human to die. God is dying. But it doesn't end there. What's the next part of the gospel you remember? He's risen from the dead. He comes back. He's alive. And through that, the fifth part to remember is he is the Lord of a new kingdom, new and true. And what's this got to do with truth? I'm speaking of the truth in the gospel in a nutshell. For what does Jesus say later on in John? I am the way. All right, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. I am the truth. And how do we know about that? What do we know about truth? Why is that important? Because we hear the truth in baptism. We hear the promises made to us from the gospel, the grace and forgiveness of sins in baptism. You were all there just recently on Wednesday for Kaylee and hearing that promises made to her. And you even have talked about being her sponsors. You're stepping up for her, even though she's gone through all this, even though God's been with her. She's received it here again in the baptism. We're called by name. A name that is forever free. We are set free. Our chains are now gone because of the truth. We are set free by that amazing grace, which we'll sing about here in just a little bit. We're freed. The chains are broken, and that's what I want. One thing I want you to remember for today, but that's not the only thing, because absolutely you're free. You're freed from sin, death, and the devil. But what else has the truth freed you for? It's freed you for. It's freed you to go out. And that's something you're affirming today. That's something you'll be affirming, and we will be hearing once again and be remembered of things we've affirmed. And maybe in your heart you'll reaffirm them again today. That you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism. To live among God's faithful people. To hear the word of God. To share in the Lord's Supper. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. To serve all people following the example of Jesus. And to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. You are most certainly free, but you are freed to do so much more for your neighbor. And that's something you're talking about today when you affirm your faith. In Hebrews, the author writes, "We're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." That comes from the truth. And that is good to hear from the truth, because God is indeed our refuge, and we need to hear this in today's world, and strength, a very present help in our trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though mountains tremble with its tumult. The truth is, God is with you and goes with you. You might not come back very often, but God is with you. You might come back a lot. Maybe you've been here many times before. Your parents, sponsors, friends, everybody else, they've probably come here before, and God is with you. That is the truth that we need and need to hear again. Today is also a reminder of our Reformation Day and how we are being reformed, always being changed, always changing through Christ. That's taking place in our lives too as we make those promises. So what is truth? What is this truth that makes us free? Jesus. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. At the very end of the service today, we're going to sing a song called I Am Free. And we're going to hear of how many different ways we are free, how we are freed for, free to run, free to dance, free to live for you instead of worrying about how we can save ourselves. We're free. Those chains are broken. And you are now called and making these promises to be a part of that freed for. to live for Christ through what it is you do the rest of your life, the rest of your lives, what you've done already, as you go from this place, as I go from this place, freed for our neighbor. Confirmation. Affirmation. We're saying, we're confirming today, our confirmands, and even you in your hearts, that this is most certainly true. That truth is true. Today isn't the end. It's not a checkmark box. It's a continuation. It's the truth that we're taking on ourselves with God. And just like we heard so many times during the National Youth Gathering, this changes everything. It really does. This is a truth that makes us free, freed from sin, death, and the devil, and freed for the rest of the world, for each other. This is most certainly true, and this does change everything. Amen.